Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments Alert. Gold has surged 46% in less than a year, doubling the gains of the NASDAQ and S&P 500. But this isn't just another rally. Global reserves are shifting, exposing cracks in the monetary system. Investors are losing confidence in paper gold and demanding physical metal, creating a massive gap between gold owed and gold available. But this isn't about how institutions broke another system. It's about how you can profit from it. Right now, Noble Gold Investments has a limited supply of investment-grade gold bars and coins available. As banks scramble to fulfill their obligations, pushing gold prices higher, you can profit. Smart investors are already moving into physical gold. Noble Gold Investments makes it easy for you to do the same. And right now, you can make a qualified investment. Noble Gold will add a free 10th ounce gold coin to your order. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit x22gold.com now and turn their panic into your profit. That is x22gold.com, or just click the link in the description. There's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at $60,000, selling at $1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested, multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. And welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3609. And today's date is April 1st, 2025. And the title of the episode is Deep State Tried to Cover Up Their Crimes by Deleting Data. Elon Recovered It. Arrests Are Coming. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private Western Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, you can see they are now panicking because Liberation Day is upon us. And once again, what they're going to try to do is they're going to push the doom and gloom that the tariffs aren't working. Trump is destroying the economy. We're seeing inflation. And they're going to keep this up as long as they possibly can. But you know what the people are going to start to notice? They're going to start to realize that, wait a minute, prices are actually coming down. Why? Because fuel prices are coming down. Prices are coming down because more and more of the manufacturers are building the products or manufacturing the products in this country. And this is what the people of this country are going to feel. While the fake news, the economists tell them through statistical numbers that everything that you're feeling is wrong. And they will have this very, very small period of time to do this. And once this period of time is over, they are screwed. And Trump is going to move at lightning speed to actually build upon what he already set in motion. And at this point, we're going to see the economy take off like we've never seen before. But again, the deep state, they're going to do whatever they possibly can to make it seem like he's ruining the economy. And when you look at all the layoffs that are happening in government, they're trying to use this to say, hey, look, see, everyone's losing their job. No, what we're doing is we're getting rid of waste, getting rid of those people that aren't really doing anything, getting rid of the individuals that never needed to be there in the first place. That's what's really happening. So really what's going to happen is as these people are laid off in government, we're going to see private sector jobs being created. Now, these people can go into the private sector and they can get jobs there. And it's going to be very, very different because they're going to have to actually work. But you could see that this is what they're going to try to do at this point, and it's not going to work. Just like everything else they have tried, it has not worked. And you could see that tariffs are going to be a good thing because, again, tariffs and the sale of energy and becoming energy independent and bringing back industry, this is going to make us a powerhouse, an economic powerhouse like we've never seen before. And this is what the central bank is really panicked about because they don't want this to happen. Because once the parallel economy is established and the foundation is built, they will not be able to stop this. The only thing they could do is try to have some type of an event. And what would that event be? It'd be some type of cyber attack where they could say, oh, see, Trump economy was failing, a cyber attack hit, and now it's even worse. So that is still in the deck of cards here, where we need to watch that this might still happen. Now, since we've been talking about it, we know the playbook. And if they go ahead with some type of cyber attack on the financial institutions, we know that it was them that did it because, again, we're discussing it right now. But once this small window is gone and the economy starts to take off, yes, they could actually implement a cyber attack. But you know what the people are going to see? They're going to see that the economy was doing really, really well. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know the deep state, the central bank's playbook. So whatever they try to do, we know there's countermeasures already in place. And when you look at the Green New scam, which it is, it's a scam where they were trying to push us into wind and solar power. Well, we're already getting the message that if we went to solar and wind, we wouldn't be able to keep the lights on. BlackRock CEO Larry Fink, who is a supporter of green energy initiatives, acknowledged that wind and solar alone can't reliably keep the lights on without major breakthroughs in storage. And again, they were pushing us into this very, very quickly because really what they wanted in the end, they didn't want the people to be able to function. They didn't want people to travel. They wanted the 15-minute smart cities, and they didn't care if your electric was on or off. They want it complete and out of control. But again, the whole scam now has come to an end. And the EPA administrator, Lee Zeldin, he has launched the largest deregulation effort in the U.S. history to save coal, bring down cost of living. Lee Zeldin put this out and said, President Trump often speaks about his strong support for clean, beautiful coal. Our decisive actions will save the coal industry and its many jobs. And removing all these regulations is going to allow businesses to boom. And the deal that Trump is making with Ukraine and Russia, where he wants the rare earth minerals, well, this is going to spur a manufacturing boom in the Rust Belt. Congressman Tom Tiffany predicted that Trump's plan on rare earth minerals could spur a manufacturing boom in the Rust Belt because Trump is signing an executive order that would speed up raw mineral production and processing. The member of Committees of Natural Resources and chairman of its Subcommittee of Federal Land said Trump's executive action will be a game changer for the U.S. And I do believe it will be a game changer. But you have to remember, the deep state players, they're preying upon the people that are experiencing the economic system from the Biden administration, from what the Fed has done, where they've caused energy prices to go up, where they've caused inflation, where they've caused all these major, major problems, and then lied to the people about the job numbers, lied to the people about the inflation, lied about what was really going on in this country. And as the economy broke down over time during the Biden administration, and yes, into the Trump administration, because it just doesn't disappear. It's almost like turning a ship. A ship doesn't turn very, very quickly. It takes a while for a major, gigantic ship to make a turn, a 180-degree turn. And when you look at the economy, it's the same way. So, yes, Trump has inherited an economy that is failing. And this is why there's a lot of people living day to day on their credit cards because most of the people have been affected by inflation, by high fuel costs. A lot of people might have lost their jobs, or maybe they're not getting a cost of living raise or a bonus. So it becomes very, very difficult for the people to live. The Kobisi letter on X put this out and said, Americans have never held more credit card debt. The national average credit card debt balance among cardholders with unpaid balances was $7,236 in the third quarter of 2024. Connecticut, Washington, D.C., and California had the highest averages of $9,300, $9,200, and $9,100. This was followed by New Jersey, Florida, and Alaska at $9,100, $9,000, $9,000. Wyoming has the fastest growing card debt levels, which rose 8.9% in the third quarter of 2024. And the total credit card debt has risen by $441 billion since the first quarter of 2021 and hit a record $1.2 trillion in the fourth quarter of 2024. Credit card debt right now is completely and utterly out of control. And you have to remember, the system that we are in today, it is a debt-based system. Everything is debt-based. Even when the government borrows the currency from the Federal Reserve, it's debt. Because again, there's interest attached on this currency. And it should have never been this way. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're prepared and ready to get rid of the Federal Reserve. But again, what you have to do is you have to set up a parallel economy. You have to make sure that you have income coming in, which would replace the tax income. And then slowly wean yourself off of the Federal Reserve. Slowly stop the borrowing, because if you have income coming in from the tariffs, if you have income coming in from the energy sales, if you have income coming in from the $5 million gold cards, if you have income coming in from all other places, you could slowly replace the income from we the people with the income that's coming in from the outside. And as you do this, you wean yourself off of the Federal Reserve slowly but surely, which means the people would no longer be burdened by taxes, which means the people will have additional buying power, which means these people will put this money back into the economy and spur the economy like we've never seen before. This is what Trump is doing. And it starts April 2nd. And once this gets kicked off, yes, it's going to be bumpy. Yes, the fake news is going to come after him. Yes, they're going to make it seem like everything's falling apart. And they're going to say, look, China, Japan, South Korea, the EU, they're all attacking us. They're all issuing tariffs on America. But you have to remember something very, very important. We have the leverage. We import a lot of these products, a lot of these products. And we don't have tariffs on many of these countries. They have an enormous amount of tariffs on the U.S. They need us. We really don't need them. And Trump is going to show the people how much they really need us in the end, because you're going to start to see countries start to flounder, and you're going to see that they're going to have major, major problems. Not in the right in the beginning, because again, it really hasn't taken effect. But as time goes on, you're going to start to see countries fold and say, okay, we'll get rid of the tariffs. Some other countries might stand tall and say, well, we're not going to do that, but you're going to see what happens to them. Because you have to remember, the private West central bankers are driving all of this, and they don't want the people of this world to see the true economic system, their economic system, which doesn't benefit the people at all. And actually, it was set up to make sure that these countries all stay afloat because we were funding them. So in the end, you're going to see a lot of these countries really start to have a lot of trouble. The Kobisi letter on X put this out and said, China, Japan, South Korea will jointly respond to U.S. tariffs as President Trump's April 2nd reciprocal tariff day nears. Mexico has already announced that a response is coming as soon as April 3rd. Reciprocal tariffs on reciprocal tariffs are coming next. So let's see how this plays out. I don't think it's going to take that long. And when I say that, I don't mean like 3 days. I'm talking about a month or two. You're going to start to see countries back off of these tariffs. Others will stick to it. But eventually what's going to happen, they're going to realize that their economy is quickly falling apart. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Trump now, he has announced secondary tariffs of 25% against any nation who purchases oil from Venezuela. And the approach was in response to the Venezuelan government refusing repatriation of their criminal gang members and organized narco traffickers. India operates the world's largest oil refining companies, Reliance Industries, and facing the possibility of a 25% tariff against India. Reliance right now has canceled oil purchases from Venezuela. So that is very interesting. So India is deciding, you know something? We're not purchasing from you because there's tariffs placed on your oil, which is going to hurt Venezuela. Remember, Trump is not here to make other countries feel good or help them out. He's here to bring the wealth back to this country, the wealth that was stolen from this by the central bankers, by the deep state players. That's his main mission, is to bring the manufacturers back, all the manufacturers that moved out in 1970 moving forward. He wants to bring all of those manufacturers back and make it an even playing field around the world. And once he does that, that means we actually have the upper hand. Because remember, all these countries, they depend on the United States. We are the reserve currency of the world. Remember, they set it up this way. But the reason why they set it up this way is because they used this country to fund all the other countries and to help their industries. Because again, if you wiped out the tariffs, all of these countries would be having a problem. They wouldn't be able to survive the way they're surviving. And Trump knows this, and he's using it against them. He's actually using all of this against the central bankers. And you can see that the auto workers here in the United States, they're all for the tariffs, because this is going to make the automobile manufacturing sector in this country absolutely incredible. Trump, he put this out and said, in a victory for auto workers, auto tariffs mark the beginning of the end of NAFTA and the free trade disaster. Absolutely. But you can see there are certain individuals within Congress, they're going to try to stop Trump from implementing tariffs on all different countries, especially Canada. Trump, he put this out and said, Senator Tim Kaine, who ran against me with Crooked Hillary in 2016, is trying to halt our critical tariffs on deadly fentanyl coming in from Canada. We are making progress to end this terrible fentanyl crisis, but Republicans in the Senate must vote to keep the national emergency in place so we can finish the job and end the scourge. By their weakness, the Democrats have allowed fentanyl to get out of hand. The Republicans and I have reversed that course strongly and quickly. Major additional progress is being made. Don't let the Democrats have a victory. It would be devastating for the Republican Party and, for more importantly, for the United States. Make America great again. And you have to remember, the fake news, the economists, the D's, they're all out there trying to convince everyone that tariffs are bad, but tariffs are actually good. The only reason they got rid of tariffs is because they implemented a private central bank system where we borrowed the currency with interest attached, and they enslaved us into giving up our wealth. Trump is reversing all of that and going back to a country where there is no private central bank, and we're taking the money from those countries that are importing their products into this country to fund our country, our smaller government. So the dying legacy media, they're telling everyone that tariffs is a destructive policy revived by politicians like Trump, who failed to understand elementary economics, which teaches that free trade benefits all sides all the time, everywhere, with no exceptions. The rehabilitation of tariffs is a belated course correction in response to the rise of China, which has been driven by U.S. companies that offshored manufacturing. The Middle Kingdom has lost its position as the world's most populous nation to India, but it has surpassed the U.S. as the world's largest national economy. China dominates global manufacturing, accounting for a market share of around 30% of manufacturing value added in 2023. In comparison, that same year, American manufacturing accounted for only 16% of the global total. China's trade with the U.S. resembles that of a dominant manufacturing nation with a resource colony. In 2023, China's main exports to the U.S. were broadcast equipment, computers, and office machine parts. Apart from integrated circuits, one of the few industries in which the U.S. retains an advantage. Americans' main exports to China in 2023 were soybeans and crude petroleum, with a value of soybeans of $15 billion, twice that of silicon chip exports of $7 billion. Statistics like these explain why not only the U.S., but most other industrial nations and many developing nations like India are throwing up trade barriers against Chinese imports. If they do not, their national manufacturing industries will be wiped out and they will be reduced to supplying the Chinese industrial superpower with farm products or fossil fuels or services like finance and tourism. And this is why Trump right now is implementing these tariffs, because you have to force the manufacturers back to this country. Because you have to remember, when the Federal Reserve went full fiat in 1971, we came off the gold standard, that's when they started to push the manufacturers. They went all out in trying to push the manufacturers out of this country, because they knew as time went on, the value of the currency would decline and your buying power would decline, which means if they manufactured the products in this country, they'd be very, very expensive. So they were offshoring everything to other countries. And eventually what was going to happen is that they were going to basically destroy America, remove the Constitution, and China would become the superpower. But Trump and the Patriots, they put a stop to all of this. And as companies around the world see all of this occurring right now, they're going to have to make a major decision. Do we stay in the country that we're in and get hit by tariffs and have our sales decline, where we're losing millions or maybe even billions of dollars? Or do we move out of these countries and back into the U.S.? So what the companies are going to do, they're going to take a look at what is happening in the U.S. and then say, okay, energy is a lot cheaper. Regulations are being removed. Remember, these are all the things that the deep state, the central bankers use to get the companies out of this country. Trump is reversing everything the deep state, the central bankers have done. So when they see a lot of the regulations gone, when they see very, very cheap energy, when they see tax advantages, when they see very highly skilled workers, they're going to come back here. And that is what they're going to see. And this is why Trump is getting so many different companies to invest in this country, trillions of dollars, which means we're going to have jobs like we've never seen before. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, companies eye U.S. expansion to lessen fallout from potential tariffs. And since Trump is building the foundation for all of this, placing the tariffs on all the different countries, drilling for oil, making energy very, very cheap, bringing in income, using the gold card, selling it across the globe, you're going to see things ramp up very, very quickly. And the Federal Reserve, the deep state, the fake news, they're going to have a very, very difficult time trying to explain to everyone why the economy is not crashing. Now, again, they will say it is. They'll say it's bad. We're heading in the wrong direction. But you're going to see every day that passes, things are going to be improving a little bit at a time. And their narrative is going to fall by the wayside. It's almost like the egg prices, where they made a really, really big deal about it. And as soon as the egg prices came down, have you heard anything about the egg prices anymore? No, the same thing is going to happen here. All of a sudden, their entire narrative is going to fall apart and people are going to feel incredible. And you're going to see Trump's approval numbers start to skyrocket, because when people have incredible jobs, when people have incredible buying power, people are going to want more of it. And people are going to say, do more, let's go for it. And once he starts to remove the income tax from the people, it's game over for the deep state, the central bankers. But we could see already Israel, they have removed all tariffs on imports of American goods. So they already know. They understand the game. The central bankers in other countries like Canada, Mexico, the EU, wait until you see what happens to these countries. Trump has them exactly where he wants them. He has all the leverage, and they're going to try to hold out. But one by one, you're going to see each country fold, which means Trump is going to win again, which means the people are going to win again, and Trump will have his foundation built. And the next part is coming. And what is that next part? Well, it's going after the Federal Reserve, because remember, once he starts to remove the taxes from the people and he weans us off the Federal Reserve just becomes a shell in the end. And once it's a shell, we don't need it. This is when you can audit. This is when you can expose it, because they will have no power in the economy. And if or when we get rid of the Federal Reserve, what currency are we going to use? We're going to go back to the Constitution. We're going to go back to the gold standard. Yes, Bitcoin, I do believe, is going to play a very, very big part in all of this. And I do believe countries around the world, they will have their gold reserves. I do believe their currency will be backed by gold, and people will be able to use Bitcoin all across the globe because it's easy to transport. It's easy to use. It's easy to use and transfer into other currencies, the local currencies of where you are, or you could just use Bitcoin the way it is. So I think this is what we're going to see in the future. And once we go back to the Constitution, you're going to see gold skyrocket. I mean, look at gold right now, 3,100. Now, it doesn't mean it might not drop a little bit and go up a little bit, because you have to remember it's pegged to a fiat currency, which is losing value every single day. But I do believe in the end, when we make the full transition into gold because of the Constitution, I do believe gold is going to be revalued, because, again, it's really not worth $42 an ounce. It's not even worth $3,000 an ounce. So we're going to see this revalued, and it's going to skyrocket like we've never seen before. The same goes with silver and most likely Bitcoin. So we're going to see a major, major change, and it's not going to take that long. I mean, think about the mandate that he gave Elon. He wants everything completed by Independence Day in 2026. So let's see how this all plays out, but we are on our way. Liberation Day is right around the corner. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments Alert. Gold has surged 46% in less than a year, doubling the gains of the NASDAQ and S&P 500. But this isn't just another rally. Global reserves are shifting, exposing cracks in the monetary system. Investors are losing confidence in paper gold and demanding physical metal, creating a massive gap between gold owed and gold available. But this isn't about how institutions broke another system. It's about how you can profit from it. Right now, Noble Gold Investments has a limited supply of investment-grade gold bars and coins available. As banks scramble to fulfill their obligations, pushing gold prices higher, you can profit. Smart investors are already moving into physical gold. Noble Gold Investments makes it easy for you to do the same. And right now, you can make a qualified investment. Noble Gold will add a free 10th ounce gold coin to your order. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit x22gold.com now and turn their panic into your profit. That is x22gold.com, or just click the link in the description. There's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at 60,000, selling at 1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, you can see the judiciary, they're trying to control every aspect of the executive branch. And they're going to continue to do this. Now, one thing that they are doing is they're ignoring Trump's executive order. Remember, there's supposed to be some type of retainer, some type of bond that the person has to put up, because again, if they lose in court later on, they have to pay the money. And it looks like they're just bypassing this. The judges aren't saying that you must do this. So again, if those individuals that are suing don't have to do this, then Trump really doesn't have to listen to the judges, does he? Because they're bypassing the rule of law. And it looks like Trump doesn't have to abide by what they're doing because they're not following their procedures. And you can see the deep state players, they are pushing as hard as they possibly can. But this is a very good civic lesson for the people of this country. Because remember, these lawsuits shouldn't be done this way. It shouldn't be a nationwide injunction. Usually that is done by a class action lawsuit, not by an individual. Can you imagine having the power to go outside of your district and say, I am shutting everything down for this individual? Especially when you don't have the right to do it and it's not according to the Constitution. But this is what the deep state players are now doing, because again, they're trying to maintain control of what Trump does, and they're trying to push this all the way out to 4 years. Now, is this going to work? Absolutely not. You know why? Because Elon is continually uncovering the crimes that the deep state has committed. And every time they try to delete the evidence, remember, nothing's ever truly deleted, especially on a computer system. Elon has the ability to recover it. And that's exactly what he did. The deep state players tried to delete data. And Elon came in and said, oh, no, no, you're not covering up your crime. I'm going to recover it. The cover-up always gets you in the end, because this actually proves your guilt. Why would you be deleting this data if everything's on the up and up? And when Elon recovers it, it actually shows the crime. And then you're pretty much caught in all of this. And this is what the deep state players have done. Plus, Elon, because of all the Social Security fraud that we're seeing, the election fraud, he's saying that arrests are coming now. And I do believe every step of the way, the deep state players, they're feeling the pain. The vice is closing, and it's getting tougher and tougher for the deep state players to do what they need to do. Because again, Trump has all the leverage. He knows all the crimes they have committed. And every day that passes, he's going to show the people. Remember, the Great Awakening was not just Biden. It's still happening right now, because we're still battling the deep state players. Yes, they've taken it to the streets. They have gone physical. And they've also are using information, using the judicial branch to try to stop Trump. So they have both things going on, which is that is called an insurgency. And Trump now is showing the people, look at what they're going to do. They're going to defend the gangs. They're defending the criminals on the streets. They're defending these judges who are rooting for the criminals. They're completely against the victims. And every day that passes, more and more people wake up. Actually, the poll numbers for the Democrats, favorability poll numbers, they've dropped again. Remember just a couple of weeks ago it was 28%? It is now down to 21%. And it's continually falling. Why is that? Because the people are waking up and the people are seeing that the Dems, the Ds, they're defending the indefensible. It doesn't make sense. Those individuals that are hardworking, those individuals that see what's going on, those people are saying, this doesn't make sense. Why are we protecting criminals? Why are we protecting gang members? Why is the fake news lying to me about who's being deported? And the people, they are continually waking up. And this is most of the Ds right now, because as the favorability rating drops, the people are thinking logically. The people are saying, what's really going on here? And every day that passes, you could see that the Ds are losing out, because again, they're defending the indefensible. It doesn't work. Not to people that are thinking logically, that are people that are completely and utterly awake. And yes, the arrests are going to come. And I do believe what Trump and the Patriots are doing right now, they are setting up all the different crimes that they have committed. And I think one is going to lead to another. So we started off with waste and fraud. got people to see that, hey, we're sending all this money out to these ridiculous programs. Now Elon is saying we're going to follow the money and we're going to tell you who's getting the kickbacks. Then you're going to see those individuals involved in other treasonous activities like selling secrets to foreign countries, selling uranium to foreign countries, hiding their treasonous deals, them accepting bribes from foreign governments and having it money laundered into their shell companies. Then you're going to see the Epstein client list come out. And those are going to be the same exact people. And while all this is happening, Trump is going to declassify RFK, is going to declassify MLK, declassify, which he already did, Crossfire Hurricane. And what I mean by declassify, we're going to see this information produced. You're going to see it come out into the public realm. And people are going to start to realize, wait a minute, all these people, they're all exactly the same people. Yes, there might be other people that are added into this, but it's pretty much the same exact players. And then we get to trafficking children, and all of this then starts to come together. And once all this information comes out, and once the people see it all, and they see who's involved in all of this, and they see, oh, I see why they were money laundering, I see why they were doing this, the people, they're going to say, we need to lock these people up. We need accountability. Enough is enough. In the end, the storm is going to be raging, and the deep state players, they will not be able to fight this. The fake news will not be able to fight this, because every day that passes, we could see that the fake news, the deep state players, the unelected individuals, Obama, they're all part of it. And yes, a lot of this is going to lead to Obama, and it's going to lead to Soros and many, many others. We'll be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about these crazy TikTok people who are out there, and they're now putting out videos saying that people should shoot ICE agents on site. So a TikToker posing as a legal expert, posting a disturbing video recently where he falsely tells illegal aliens facing deportation that they have every right to shoot at ICE agents in an attempt to incite violence against law enforcement. If ICE agents are trying to take you or your loved one, he says, shoot them on sight. He said you might as well shoot them on sight and have your day in court. The individual claims that ICE agents are pulling up without identifying themselves, wearing masks and driving unmarked vehicles. It could be anyone, he says. It could be a gang member. You have every right to shoot them. First of all, that's not what they're doing. They identify themselves. And again, he's going to be an accessory to murder. Secretary Kristi Noem says, if you threaten or attempt to harm law enforcement officers, we will fine you and prosecute you to the fullest extent of the law. Absolutely. And yes, start rounding these people up, because again, yes, you have the freedom to speak, but again, you don't have the freedom to tell someone to murder someone. Now, the other thing that we see is that the United States, they have now revoked about 300 visas of pro-Hamas activists. Rapid Response 47 put this out and said, we give you a visa to come and study and get a degree, not to become a social activist that tears up our university campuses, says Secretary Rubio on foreign students linked to terror groups. If we've given you a visa and then you decide to do that, we're going to take it away. Absolutely. Remember, they're not a citizen of this country. They don't have the same rights. It's a privilege to be in this country, and the privilege can be revoked. You don't get the same rights when you're born someplace else and you're a citizen of another country and you're here visiting. Just like if any of us went and visited the UK or France or Germany or Italy or Palestine or any of these other places, you don't have the rights of that country. You are a visitor. A green card is a visitor here, and you don't have the same exact rights. And you can see the deep state players, they're really playing this up with all, you know, because ICE is going around deporting these individuals and they're trying to put up these sob stories that, oh no, these aren't MS-13 gang members. Oh no, they're not from Tren de Aragua. They're just mothers and fathers and people who are just hardworking. And what's very interesting is that The Atlantic ran this sob story, but in the end, it didn't work out too well for them. John Favreau says, any comments on this story, Marco Rubio? How about you, J.D. Vance, Elon Musk? You just admitted to accidentally sending an innocent father from Maryland to a torture dungeon in El Salvador, and you refuse to do anything about it. So The Atlantic is trying to convince everyone that it was just a father who was accidentally sent to El Salvador and he wasn't part of any gang. J.D. Vance responded to him and says, "My comment is that according to the court document you apparently didn't read, he was a convicted MS-13 gang member with no legal right to be here. My further comment is that it's gross to get fired up about gang members getting deported while ignoring citizens they victimize." Then we had Kyle Cheney. He said, "Vance here mocking John Favreau for not reading the court filing says the deported man was a convicted gang member. The court filing does not say that. It says he was denied bond in 2019 over informant's claim he was MS-13. That's not a conviction." J.D. Vance responded to this and said, "Kyle Cheney, a legal affairs reporter, is apparently unable or unwilling to look at the facts here. In 2019, an immigration judge under the first Trump administration determined that the deported man was, in fact, a member of the MS-13 gang. He also apparently had multiple traffic violations for which he failed to appear in court, a real winner. It is telling that the entire American media is going to run a propaganda operation today, making you think an innocent father of three was apprehended by a gulag. Here are the relevant facts. The man is an illegal immigrant with no right to be in our country. An immigration judge determined he was a member of the MS-13 gang. Because he is not a citizen, he does not get full jury trial by peers. In other words, whatever due process he was entitled to, he received." Absolutely. Then Carolyn Leavitt put this out, or it lives at TikTok, put this out, and this is what Carolyn Leavitt said. "Fact one, the individual was a member of vicious MS-13 gang, which Trump designated as a foreign terrorist organization. Fact two, he was involved in human trafficking. Fact three, foreign terrorists don't have legal protection in the U.S. And this is absolutely true. And you could see what they're trying to do. It's almost like when Trump was separating the children from those people that brought them in and put them in cages. And this is normal practice, by the way. And by the way, Obama built the cages, and Trump was giving them DNA tests and showing that most of these children coming over the border, they weren't with their parents. They're trying to do the same thing now with these deadly gang members, trying to convince you that, no, it's just a father. No, he was just a student. But all of that is fake, phony, and false, just like everything else. And what's very interesting, a pro-Hamas Cornell student who sued the Trump administration to block his removal decided he was going to self-deport. Mamadou Tal, his visa was revoked over his involvement in anti-Israel campus protests. And when he was leaving, he let everyone know, "Long live the student intifada." Well, that should tell you everything you need to know. Why didn't he just keep suing? Because he was going to lose, and they know it. Remember, most of these people, they were brought in, their green card, their visas, they were fast-tracked to get them into this country to create problems on the campuses. They were going to be used for the riots. This is why Trump and the Patriots went after all these individuals first, because once you remove the agent provocateurs, and that's who these people are, this is why they brought them in here. Once you start to remove them from all the campuses, once you deport them back to their country, once you remove the gang members that have no morals, where they'll burn, they'll kill, they'll maim, they don't care, it makes it a lot tougher for the deep state to push a riot. And this is what Trump and the Patriots are doing right now. And you can see that the illegal border crossings, they have dropped to nearly nothing right now. Trump, he put this out and said, "Illegal border crossings for March dropped even farther to just over 7,000 for the month. That's lower still than the 8,300 for February and down 94% from March 2024 when 137,000 people crossed. And I do believe as they continually build the wall, as they put security measures in place, we're going to see the border crosses drop to probably almost nothing. I probably see that 99% of the border crossings will be stopped. And again, why did Trump leave the wall unfinished? Because he needed to show the people of this country, look at their plan. Look what they're trying to do. They're just bringing them in. They're flying them wherever they want to go. They're giving them everything. It's all your money that's being used for this. And they're destroying America. sometimes you got to show the people the truth. And when people saw the truth, you know what they did? Well, they voted for Trump. And then all of a sudden, the election was too big to rig. So right there, that tells you everything you need to know. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the Biden administration, they banned TikTok. Trump came in and said, listen, we don't want TikTok banned. We want an American individual or American company to purchase TikTok. And Trump right now says a deal for the sale of the U.S. division of China's TikTok app to a non-Chinese buyer will arrive before Saturday's deadline. He says we have a lot of potential buyers. There's tremendous interest in TikTok. So let's see how this all plays out and let's see who ends up purchasing TikTok. Now, I know Blackstone is reportedly, let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments alert. Gold has surged 46% in less than a year, doubling the gains of the NASDAQ and S&P 500. But this isn't just another rally. Global reserves are shifting, exposing cracks in the monetary system. Investors are losing confidence in paper gold and demanding physical metal, creating a massive gap between gold owed and gold available. But this isn't about how institutions broke another system. It's about how you can profit from it. Right now, Noble Gold Investments has a limited supply of investment-grade gold bars and coins available. As banks scramble to fulfill their obligations, pushing gold prices higher, you can profit. Smart investors are already moving into physical gold. Noble Gold Investments makes it easy for you to do the same. And right now, you can make a qualified investment. Noble Gold will add a free 10th ounce gold coin to your order. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit x22gold.com now and turn their panic into your profit. That is x22gold.com or just click the link in the description. There's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at 60,000, selling at 1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested, multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. Discussing some type of joint venture with ByteDance. But we'll have to see how this plays out. Let's see who's going to actually purchase TikTok. This should be very, very interesting. Just like it's very, very interesting that now the FCC, they are now looking into ABC. And yes, they'll be looking into many other corporations to see how the companies are handling DEI. Charlie Kirk put this out and said, things I learned today. Before Trump, the FCC had DEI as its second highest strategic priority and spent millions advancing it. Elon says, yep, that's exactly what happened. And all those people that are trying to force Elon to quit and no longer serve under President Trump, you could see it's completely and utterly falling apart. And people now are purchasing Tesla stock. People are now purchasing Teslas. They're supporting Elon. And those people that are going around keying the cars, those people that are smashing the windows, those people that are spray painting swastikas on the doors and on the windows, Well, and those people that are firebombing the dealerships, well, Cash Patel and Pam Bondi, they're coming after all these individuals. And it looks like Pam Bondi, she made the announcement that Cooper Frederick, he was charged for the firebombing of the Tesla dealership. And the DOJ now is seeking 20 years in prison. Matt Van Swall said, maybe the real Nazis aren't the ones painting swastikas everywhere. Maybe the real racists are the ones who discriminate based on race. Maybe the real cheaters are the ones who imported millions of illegal immigrants to vote. Maybe, just maybe, they lie to us the entire time. Elon just puts up an emoji of a target. He's right on target. And that's absolutely true. And I think over the past 4 years, 5 years, actually going back maybe 6 years now, people could really see the difference. They understand that this party of inclusion and love is actually the opposite. They are the racists. They don't love people. They only love their own kind. And they're not inclusive of anything. And I think the people now see this very, very clearly. And what's very interesting, and Natalie Winters put this out, Tesla protest organizer Indivisible deleted a webpage promising $200 reimbursement for anti-Trump Musk protesters. The form to request money is still up. So why did they delete that part of the page? That is very, very interesting. Was it getting too much publicity? Were too many people finding out? Most likely, yes. But you can see that all these judges, they are now coming out of the woodwork. And as more and more of these judges come out of the woodwork, going up against Elon, going up against Trump, going up against the people of this country, going up against the executive branch, people now could see these judges very, very clearly. And Trump, he could see them very, very clearly. Remember, this is about exposing the deep state players, exposing the sleepers. So if you want to talk about sleepers, these judges were just sitting there waiting until they were activated. They were activated, and now they're trying to run the executive branch. Because remember, the deep state players, they don't want to give up control. They don't want Trump to dismantle their system. So they activated all these judges. They were put into place for a specific reason. And the latest judge, Judge Rudolph Contreras, has directed Elon Musk to unwind the $80 billion merger between X and XAI due to worries from consumer watchdog organizations that the merger would grant the billionaire excessive influence over the artificial intelligence industry and free speech. So really think about that for a second. This is what he's worried about, that he would have control over all of this. Would he have control? Most likely not. Would he have an incredible platform? Yes. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, like we said in the very, very beginning, the deep state players, as Doge is going deep into their system, they're trying to get rid of evidence. And again, the cover-up always gets you in the end. And remember, when you delete something from the computer system, it's not deleted. Amuse put this out and said, the Doge team fought for days to gain access to the United States Institute of Peace. Eventually, with the help from the FBI and Metro Police, Doge was able to access the agency and discovered massive fraud, waste, and abuse, including payments to the Taliban and Iraq. Now, that is very, very interesting. And you know what else they found out? They found out they were trying to delete all this information, and they did delete a lot of the information. And Elon says any government institution is most likely to be the opposite of its name. And then he says they deleted a terabyte of financial data to cover their crimes, but they don't understand technology, so we recovered it. So they tried to cover up their crimes. They tried to say, we're not doing anything. And now Elon has the evidence. So let's see. He has the evidence, and they knowingly deleted the evidence. So think about how this is going to play out in a court of law. Well, this is not going to go over too well for them. And you're going to see a lot of these different agencies, they're going to be doing the same exact thing. Because again, what is Elon doing? What is his team doing? They're going deep into their system and they're showing everyone how it works. Now, the question is, who put the system together? Who wrote the programs? Who set up the agencies like this? I do believe this is all going to go back to Obama. Yes, it was all here before this, but I do believe he took this to the next level. And I do believe all roads lead to Obama. Now, was he the mastermind of all this? No, there were people way above him who were the masterminds. And you could see the deep state players, they're panicking all across the globe. They're removing their opposition. And when you start to look at it and they keep saying, oh, Putin's a dictator. Well, I think everyone's starting to see that Macron, Zelensky, and many others who are now banning the opposition, they are the dictators. And where's all the talk about democracy? Well, that just went out the window, didn't it? Clandestine put this out and said, I find it notable that the left mainstream media seem very uninterested in Marine Le Pen being jailed and barred from office as a top contender for France's 2027 presidential election. Meanwhile, the same left mainstream media had wall-to-wall 24/7 coverage about Navalny and cried that Putin was a dictator. They worshipped Navalny for weeks, had a public NATO meeting already organized with his wife, and made the entire thing into a massive spectacle, despite Navalny polling at less than 2% and getting caught working with NATO intelligence assets. If the left mainstream media actually cared about democracy, they'd be up in arms about Le Pen. But they're not. They only care about democracy when it benefits them. It's all theater. They're willing to jail political opposition when it's in their favor. This narrative that NATO are these righteous defenders of democracy is just an outright lie. France just proved it again today. How can NATO claim Putin as a dictator that must be stopped when NATO countries do far worse? Democracy is an illusion. And that is absolutely true. And you could see at this point, the people of those countries, they're watching this all play out, just like it played out in this country. And what did we do? We overrode the cheating system. What do you think the people are going to do in these countries? If they don't bring back these people and get them out of prison, I'm going to say these, a lot of these countries, they're going to riot against these individuals. Because as you keep pushing and pushing the people fight back. And remember, Trump, since he came into power, the deep state players, they're panicking all over the globe. You only do this when you're panicking. You don't do this because you're in control. You do it when you're panicking because you know you're going to lose that control. But again, when you do something like this, you lose control of the people. And Trump and the Patriots, they know this. They know the people of these different countries watching all this. They know eventually what's going to happen is that these people are going to fight back. And when you don't have the people, you lose the entire country. And that is what we're going to see. Now, the other thing that we're going to see is that Trump, he's going to be using the Panama Canal Treaty, and he is most likely going to take the Panama Canal back. Why is that? Because it looks like China is now blocking Panama Canal sale to BlackRock, and they're setting up a major confrontation with Trump. So what are they doing right now? Well, it looks like Hong Kong-based CK Hutchison Holdings is selling its controlling stake in Hutchison Port Holdings and Hutchison Port Group Holdings to BlackRock. China is blocking the transfer of critical ports to BlackRock. So the ports in question are likely Balboa and Crystal Bowl, operated by Panama Ports Company and a subsidiary of the Hong Kong-based CK Hutchison Holding. In early 2025, CK Hutchison agreed to sell its stake in these ports to a U.S.-led consortium, including BlackRock, amid pressure from Trump administration over perceived China influence. Recent developments indicate Chinese antitrust regulators are investigating this deal, delaying its closure. This isn't an outright block yet, but it's a significant hurdle. China doesn't control the Panama Canal itself. That's handled by the Panama Canal Authority, an autonomous Panamanian entity. The port's strategic location gives their operator influence over canal adjacent operations, which has fueled U.S. concerns about China's economic footprint. The Neutrality Treaty, formerly the Treaty Concerning the Permanent Neutrality and Operation of the Panama Canal, gives the U.S. right to ensure the canal remains secure and open to peaceful transit by vessels of all nations, and to act militarily if its neutrality is threatened. Article 4 states the U.S. and Panama jointly guarantee neutrality, and Article 5 or 6 allows U.S. intervention in the canal's operation is disrupted by a foreign power or internal conflict. If China were to block the port sale outright by leveraging its authority over Hong Kong-based CK Hutchison to cancel the deal, Trump could argue this constitutes a threat to the canal's neutrality. His administration might claim China's influence over the ports could be used to disrupt U.S. shipping if there is some type of conflict, given that 70% of the canal traffic involves U.S. ports. So if Trump pushed this, he could deploy U.S. forces to safeguard the canal, citing treaty rights, pressure Panama to revoke C.K. Hutchinson's concession, an audit of the company is already underway, escalate economically via tariffs or sanctions on China, framing it as retaliation. So yes, Trump could invoke the neutrality treaty to justify action if China blocks the sale. So let's see how this plays out. And again, Trump has let us know if this does happen, we're taking back full control of Panama Canal. So let's see how this all plays out, because we could see what's happening out near Taiwan. Ian Ellis put this out and said, the Chinese Coast Guards encircled Taiwan and carried out drills such as inspection and capture, interception and detention operations. East China Sea Bureau is conducting law enforcement patrols and rehearsing for a quarantine or blockade. The Intel Frog said the following, this is a rehearsal for instituting a naval blockade. These drills are building in complexity and are focusing on honing their joint operational skills with each new iteration. So Trump and the Patriots, they see what's going on out near Taiwan. They see what's happening at the Panama Canal. Trump, I do believe, is going to be using this to take back control of the Panama Canal, if the sale isn't made, of course. But let's see how this all plays out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is Ukraine, they have a secret nuclear doomsday plan. So Ukraine, as a last-ditch effort, they have a plan called Scorched Earth. They plan to render its entire territory uninhabitable in the event of a Russian victory in the war. So according to Arestovich, a former advisor to Ukraine President Zelensky, he says that Ukraine has floated a plan to blow up all of Ukraine's nuclear power plants and possibly some of Russia's as well if all other defense measures fail. Ukraine currently operates 4 nuclear power plants with a total of 15 reactors. And Russia, for its part, has 37 reactors divided among 11 power plants. So if this does happen, if they're seeing that there's no way out of this, the deep state players might try to do something like this. And this just reminds me of the sum of all fears. And it could be when Trump and Putin are signing the peace treaty, they might try to attempt to do something, or maybe right before this. But again, it's good to know that they have some type of plan where they might try to do something like this. And if they do try to do something like this, it's not just going to affect Ukraine and Russia, because remember, the radioactive cloud will float across the globe. And this would be a very terrible thing. So I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know this playbook. They know that what they're up against. And I do believe they realize what they might try to do. Because again, we know all of this is based around the sum of all fears. And if you look at the movie, The Sum of All Fears, the deep state players used what? A nuclear weapon to try to get us into war while the peace deal was being signed. I mean, of course, the explosion happened first, then they signed the peace deal, and then once they're signing the peace deal, all of a sudden the deep state players were taken out. And at dawn, you could see that the president of the United States, the president of Russia, they won. So I do believe this is why Trump most likely is playing Nasum Dorma, and that is the song they played in Sum of All Fears, and that is translated at the end of the song, at dawn, I will win, I will win, I will win. So yes, at dawn for the election, he won, and now we have the next part. But let's see how this all plays out. But you can see the judges, they are still pushing back, not just with Trump, what he's ordering, but what the agency's heads are ordering. Now we have an Obama-appointed judge. He has blocked Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's mandate, which required all U.S. soldiers to meet uniform physical fitness standards, and they're saying the ruling discriminates against those who are not physically fit. What? Well, that's the whole point of it. I mean, this is just absolutely unbelievable what we're seeing here today. But you can see what their plan is. It's to try to draw this out over time. We'll be talking a lot more about the judges in just a bit. But first, we could see that RFK Jr., he is now laying off a lot of people from HHS. Amuse put this out and said, RFK Jr. announced he is doubling HHS layoffs from 10,000 to 20,000, consolidating 28 divisions to 15, and renaming the agency for the Administration for a Healthy America. Most of these individuals in government, they are not needed. We don't need 10, 20,000 people in government in one department. It's absolutely ridiculous. Remember, the deep state players, they created this system and they bloated this system up so it would be very, very difficult to dismantle their system. And you could see that Trump and the Patriots, they are not just dismantling the system. They are now exposing the criminal syndicate system and how it works. And this is what they're so afraid of. This is what they don't want. And like we said from the very, very beginning, as all of this is exposed and as the D's defend the indefensible, you know what's happening? Their approval rating is going down. The Patriot Oasis put this out and said, per CNN, Democrats in Congress now have a whopping 21% approval rating. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments alert. Gold has surged 46% in less than a year, doubling the gains of the NASDAQ and S&P 500. But this isn't just another rally. Global reserves are shifting, exposing cracks in the monetary system. Investors are losing confidence in paper gold and demanding physical metal, creating a massive gap between gold owed and gold available. But this isn't about how institutions broke another system. It's about how you can profit from it. Right now, Noble Gold Investments has a limited supply of investment-grade gold bars and coins available. As banks scramble to fulfill their obligations, pushing gold prices higher, you can profit. Smart investors are already moving into physical gold. Noble Gold Investments makes it easy for you to do the same. And right now, you can make a qualified investment. Noble Gold will add a free 10th ounce gold coin to your order. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit x22gold.com now and turn their panic into your profit. That is x22gold.com, or just click the link in the description. There's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at 60,000, selling at 1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested, multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. They are self-combusting right now. In the end, the D Party, the way we know it, is going to cease to exist. Because think about it. As they keep doing this, it's just going to get worse and worse as time goes on. But you know what has come out now? And this is going along with what Elon has exposed with the Social Security numbers, where he has information on election fraud. Because remember, Christopher Wray said the FBI had nothing to do with, hiding or telling the news organizations or social media platforms to censor the Hunter Biden laptop story. But the House Judiciary GOP put this out and said, new internal FBI chat logs show the FBI imposed a gag order about the New York Post story on Hunter Biden's laptop the day it came out. The FBI had Hunter Biden's laptop, but on the day the New York Post story came out, the FBI refused to tell big tech the truth. Last year, we detailed the FBI's month-long campaign to pre-bunk the New York Post story on the Biden family's corruption ahead of the 2020 election. Our report showed how the FBI worked to discredit the story as so-called Russian disinformation before it was even published. The FBI's campaign to discredit the Post story continued even after it was published on October 14, 2020. That morning, one FBI analyst tried to tell Twitter that the laptop was real until his bosses shut him down. The committee had testimony from key FBI personnel, but until now, the FBI refused to produce the internal communications from that day in unclassified form for the American public to see. An internal FBI chat log newly obtained by the committee shows the FBI deliberately withheld information about the FBI having Hunter Biden's laptop and ongoing criminal investigation involving the Biden family's corruption. Do not discuss Biden matter. The internal FBI chat log also shows how far senior FBI officials went to silence this analyst. After the meeting, a senior FBI lawyer put a gag order on the analyst. The analyst was also admonished by FBI staff, who lamented that he still wouldn't shut up. With the truth-telling analyst given a gag order and the FBI refusing the comment, Big Tech censored the Post story because the FBI had, for months, led them to believe it was Russian disinformation and then withheld the fact that the FBI was in possession of the laptop. During the week that Facebook demoted the story, over 30 million Americans cast their ballots in the 2020 presidential election. Fortunately, President Trump, Pam Bondi, Director Cash Patel have ended the FBI's influence task force, which was responsible for this pre-bunking operation. So right there, that tells you everything you need to know. They were involved in manipulating the election. So now we have Social Security proof. We have the FBI proof with the Hunter Biden laptop. We have the mules. We have the Dominion and Smartmatic machines. And this is now all coming together. The evidence is all coming together. And it doesn't look good for the deep state players because this is just the beginning. And you can see the signal gate thing they tried to do. Well, that completely and utterly fell apart. So what are they doing? Well, they dropped the Signalgate story because Trump's approval rating didn't go down and they weren't getting any traction on that. So they went back to the judicial judges and they said, listen, we need more judges. We need to stop Trump. Just block every single thing he's trying to do. If he writes anything about anything, just block it. Eric Daugherty put this out and said, the Ninth Circuit just block Trump from removing transgender troops from the military after they are medically disqualified. First, the president has his deportation authority taken away. Now his authority as commander in chief. What is happening to our republic? Mike Davis says D.C. Obama judge Jeb Boasberg thinks he can open his courtroom anytime for any plaintiff, expose an ongoing military operation like this, endanger the lives of Americans and allies, harm the president's ability to conduct foreign affairs, and even order planes full of terrorists to return to the United States. He says, tell Congress to impeach D.C. Obama Boasberg for keeping terrorists in America. Stephen Miller says, this is what we mean by judicial tyranny. Biden mass imported illegals from Venezuela, including criminals, gave them welfare and Social Security numbers. Trump won an election promising to end the invasion. A rogue Marxist judge just ordered Biden's amnesty to continue. So Biden can grant the temporary status with no problem to all these illegals, but Trump can't take it away? Does that make any sense whatsoever? Actually, it reminds me of DACA when Trump wanted to remove Obama's executive order and they said, you can't do this. The judges blocked him on this. Newt Gingrich said the following, the founding fathers deeply distrusted judges. They thought the lawyer class was dangerous and if given unbridled power, they would undermine and destroy free society. And what's very interesting is that Senator Kennedy, he was speaking to an individual and he was questioning him on the power of the judges. can they just have a nation or universal injunction? And from the discussion, they cannot. Wall Street Apes put this out and said, federal judges are not supposed to be ordering universal injunctions. The DOJ has even been trying to stop this for years. How can a federal judge issue an order that affects everybody else other than those in front of him or her? How is that possible? It shouldn't be possible. I thought, and this is Kennedy talking, I thought that if you wanted to affect parties who aren't in the court, you had to file a class action. The individual said, that is correct. The Department of Justice makes that argument all the time in our briefs. Think in many cases, class actions would be inappropriate. Senator Kennedy says, I read Article 3, which defines judicial power. Where does it mention universal injunction? The individual says, it does not. Federal judges, you render a decision to a plaintiff or defendant, but you can't impact people outside of your courtroom other than through a class action. All of this lawfare should have never been legal to begin with. So you have to ask yourself a question. If a judge is in charge of a certain district and a plaintiff files a suit, it's only that individual. How can the judge then rule on the entire country? It shouldn't be allowed. And everything that they're doing shouldn't be allowed. And remember, Trump, he wrote an executive order saying that these people that are going to these activist judges, they must have some type of bond or something. Representative Harriet Hajdman says, Rule 65 requires a bond on every nationwide injunction, but judges are routinely ignoring these rules designed to prevent such activism from the bench, and Americans are paying the consequences. So right there, that should tell you everything you need to know. They're just bypassing what Trump put into place, and they're not following his executive order. So do these cases have any standing whatsoever? I don't think so. But Senator Chuck Grassley, he is introducing Judicial Relief Clarification Act. And according to the Judiciary Committee fact sheet, this will forbid federal courts from issuing sweeping relief against the government to persons not before the court, ending the practice of universal injunctions and diminishing the incentive to form shop for a sympathetic judge. Requires parties seeking universal relief against the government to use the class action process to show that class-wide relief is proper. Makes temporary restraining orders, TROs, immediately appealable, strengthening appellate review. Amends the Administrative Procedure Act and Declaratory Judgment Act to clarify that courts may only issue relief under those statutes to parties before the court. And that's the way it should be. Now, there's a problem with all of this because Senator Chuck Grassley would like to introduce this. He would like to have a vote on this. But it looks like there's problems within the House, which we'll be getting to in just a sec. But when you start to look at the elections, you could see that Elon now is uncovering the fraud. Amuse put this out and said, most states confirm voter eligibility using the Social Security HAVV database, assumption being that Social Security numbers equal citizenship. Biden broke system by giving millions of illegal Social Security numbers. In 2024, illegal registered to vote and voted. Elon says, absolutely true. And if people don't believe that illegals are getting Social Security numbers, Nate Friedman put out a video and it shows each individual, all the illegals, they were waiting for their Social Security numbers and they got them. They're not citizens, but they got their Social Security numbers. Elon says, of course. So that shows you everything you need to know. And what did Doge just do? Well, this is a TikTok put this out and said, Doge just cleaned out the Social Security database and marked nearly 10 million people aged over 120 as deceased. Why would anyone be mad about this waste and fraud getting eliminated? Think about it for a second, because that's their voting base. Basically, Elon just wiped it out completely. And Elon is letting everyone know that arrests are coming. America put this out and said, this is what Elon Musk says. I believe someone is going to be arrested tomorrow because there's someone who actually stole 400,000 Social Security numbers and personal information from the Social Security database and was selling Social Security numbers and all the identification information in order for people to basically steal money from Social Security. So as Elon continually finds out who these people are. I do believe all this is going to be referred to the DOJ and the FBI, and they're going to look at it, and they're going to indict these people. And we can see that this is just the beginning. Remember, every step of the way, we need to make sure that this is done correctly, because we have one chance to do this. And again, Cash, he has a lot of people under him. Pam Bondi has a lot of people under him. And there are a lot of sleepers in these agencies. They're waiting to be activated. Because again, what trips an activation? Let's say they try to release the Epstein files, or they try to do something else. They are activated, and then something is done. I mean, look, Elon was trying to get into one of the agencies and they deleted the data. Why would they do that? Can you imagine if that happened in the FBI or the DOJ? Can you imagine if they hid the data in both of these agencies? So again, if we're going to do this, we need to have everything. Because again, when you go to the court of law and you go to the court system and something is not right, or they change something where, oh, look, you didn't follow the procedures, then all of a sudden the case is thrown out. So this is why they're taking their time. And all these people that are complaining and all these people screaming and yelling, I want arrest. Well, again, do you want it done right? Or do you want it to be thrown out of court and go, oh, crap, see, it didn't work. So let's do it right. Let's take the time. And actually, while we're doing this, let's show the people who the criminals are. Let's bring in all their crimes. Let them delete the data. Let them prove to the people of this country that they are criminals, because they're knowingly doing all of these things. And we could see the House with Senator Grassley, they're trying to pass certain bills, and the House wanted to have a vote on the SAVE Act, which is going to push for voter ID. All the states were going to have to follow this. It would be one day voting, paper ballots, no machines whatsoever. And you could see the deep state players, they don't want this to happen. By the way, 48 House Democrats signed a letter opposing the SAVE Act, a bill that would require proof of citizenship to vote in federal elections. Cat Turd responded to this and said, proof? Democrats cheat. And that's exactly what they do. And we could see that there are certain individuals in the Republican Party, certain individuals in the Democratic Party, they just want to stay home and they don't want to come into Congress to vote. Nick Sorter put this out and said, a handful of Republicans just blocked all remaining House votes this week. Why? Because they want to force the ability of some members to vote from home. Reminder to Congress, this is not about you. You work for the American people. If you can't do the job, resign. Rogue activist judges now have yet another week of free range, and the American people lose. Great going, guys. And once again, we still have rhinos in Congress. We have the D's in Congress, and it's time to remove all these individuals. And Speaker Johnson is saying that without the people in Congress, they're physically, they can't get anything done. Now, this is another strategy of the deep state players, because do they want any of these bills being voted on? Of course not. So what do you got to do? Well, you got to filibuster, you got to delay, you got to do all these things, and you need their judges to keep pushing and pushing and pushing. But in the end, the deep state players, they're not going to win, because you can do this just for so long. And once all of this runs out and they can't push this anymore, eventually what's going to happen is they're going to have to vote on bills, because the American people are going to say, listen, if you're not going to vote, we don't need you in office. And this is the time to say, you know something, whoever's not coming in to vote, we should start a recall process for every single one of these people, because this is about saving America. This is about making sure our election system is secure. And if they don't want to do this, if they don't want to show up to work, there's no reason for these people to be there whatsoever. So once again, here we are, and the people are going to make the decision in the end. And watch these people very, very carefully, because as the midterms approach, these are the people that must be primaried. And I do believe the people are watching very, very closely at this point in time. And in the end, this is all going to fail around them. They're going to keep trying. They're going to keep pushing their agenda. But in the end, it's not going to work. Just like everything else. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone. Thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments Alert. Gold has surged 46% in less than a year, doubling the gains of the NASDAQ and S&P 500. But this isn't just another rally. Global reserves are shifting, exposing cracks in the monetary system. Investors are losing confidence in paper gold and demanding physical metal, creating a massive gap between gold owed and gold available. But this isn't about how institutions broke another system. It's about how you can profit from it. Right now, Noble Gold Investments has a limited supply of investment-grade gold bars and coins available. As banks scramble to fulfill their obligations, pushing gold prices higher, you can profit. Smart investors are already moving into physical gold. Noble Gold Investments makes it easy for you to do the same. And right now, you can make a qualified investment. Noble Gold will add a free 10th ounce gold coin to your order. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit x22gold.com now and turn their panic into your profit. That is x22gold.com, or just click the link in the description. There's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email, and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at 60,000, selling at 1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest with MyDigitalMoney.com.